This is the Locked On Bengals podcast on a Wednesday. We are packed. It is great to be with you on Twitter at James Rapine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcast. Just got back from Paul Brown Stadium. On today's show, you're going to hear from Jesse Bates. On today's show, you're going to hear from Carlos Dunlap. On today's show, I'm going to chat with Ryan Tracy of Locked On Chiefs. All of that in the next 20 minutes or so. It is great to be with you today. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is the only Daily Bengals podcast out there. So if you're looking for your Daily Bengals fix and you live in Antarctica, you can get it. If you're looking for your Daily Bengals fix and you live in Cincinnati, you can get it. And if you know a Bengals fan that doesn't know about us yet, you should share this podcast with them. I want to start with Vontaze Burfict. I want to start with this. And it's not just Burfict. It's this entire team. What is Sunday? Primetime game. National spotlight. It's a chance and it's an opportunity. A chance to change the perception. An opportunity to change the perception. For Burfict, well, all week, people have talked about how he's a dirty player. Joe Thomas said he needs to be suspended for the rest of the season. And it's gone on and on and on and on about Vontaze Burfict and the stuff that he's done negatively. And if you listen to this podcast, if you listened yesterday, I'm more focused about what Burfict is or isn't doing on the field to benefit the Bengals. All that other stuff, fine. I know that Vontaze Burfict is going to be a little dirty, push the edge, push the limits, maybe get flagged, maybe fined, even suspended, because all of them have happened. Every single one of them. But it's worth it when he's playing at a high level. Vontaze Burfict has an opportunity on Sunday. He has an opportunity to show people why the Bengals have kept him around, why the Bengals have put up with things, why the Bengals have signed him to two contract extensions. He has an opportunity and a chance to show the world why he is still here. He has a chance to get people talking about his football ability, get people talking about what he loves to do. And I know Vontaze Burfict loves football. There's so much, and I don't want to talk about the pettiness and all the Steelers and the Burfict and what he said to reporters, what he said to, I don't give a damn about any of that. Let's look ahead now. Regardless of what has happened, Burfict is on the roster. Regardless of what has happened, as I record this, Burfict is set to play on Sunday. If Burfict plays on Sunday, it's an opportunity for him to make an impact in a positive way. It's an opportunity for him to show people that he is a game changer, that he can wreck the game, that he can be one of the best linebackers in the NFL when he's dialed in. This is week three now of him playing. He's been practicing. He came in shape. He laughed at people, laughed at the reporters. I think Dan Hord's the one who asked him about being in shape, but we all questioned it. He laughed. I'm in shape. Week three, Kansas City, primetime, on the road, back against the wall. Either you're facing 4-3. If you don't get it done, find a way, Vontaze. Show up. Show out. Make a difference. Be the difference maker, and the rest will come. People will realize how good you are on the biggest stage. One of them, Sunday Night Football. It's the biggest primetime game of the week. Vontaze Burfict needs to show up. So do these Bengals. So do the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals as a team can completely change the way people are looking at them here in this city. If they not only have a good showing Sunday, but they pull off an upset. Pull off an upset, primetime, on the road, Arrowhead. And we'll talk to Ryan Tracy about how tough it's going to be to play at Arrowhead. I mean, that's exactly what you want if you're the Bengals. That's exactly what you want. You want this kind of opportunity. You want this kind of challenge. It's up to the Bengals to not only take the challenge, but not only accept it, but go out there and play at a very, very high level. It's going to be difficult. Darqueze Dennard has his arm in a sling. Tyler Kroft is still on a scooter. This team is banged up. They are injured. They're nursing a lot of things. Giovanni Bernard on the rehab field today. Billy Price on the rehab field today. Neither one of those guys is playing this week. You know who is going to play this week? I'd say 95% chance. John Ross. You heard it here first. The John Ross guy knows about John Ross. John Ross, I expect him to play this week. And it felt that way last week. And if you listen to the podcast, I pretty much told you, hey, it might be another week. I think he's going to try to go. I think he goes this week. And that can be a game changer as well. We'll ask Ryan Tracy about that too, about Ross, about how to attack this Kansas City Chiefs defense. Is it going deep over the top with a guy like Ross? Is it running it down their throats? We'll do all of that coming up. But I caught up with Jesse Bates. Jesse Bates is my favorite player on the defense. I'm serious. Like, if you're a fan looking for a jersey, I think Jesse Bates would be one that I'd be investing in. He's a no-nonsense adult, right? Young kid, but he's an adult. Grinds, works his tail off, really smart, and he played 95% of the snaps the other day against Pittsburgh. He's the type of dude that I like him a lot. I'm sold on him, and I think he's playing at a high level, and I can't wait to see him develop as a rookie, and I think the sky's the limit for him. Maybe I'm just crushing a little bit or something, man, but whoo! I think Jesse Bates is a stud. He's my favorite player on that defense. I'm not saying best. He's my favorite. And I talked with him earlier today in the Bengals locker room.
Jesse, obviously it's been a few days since the game with the Steelers. How hard is it against any team to recover and move on from a loss that goes down to the wire like that?
Yeah, obviously those games are very tough to lose, especially when the defense has a lead going into that last final drive and we give up a touchdown. So obviously that's kind of hard for us to kind of swallow that pill, but the good thing about the NFL is we got another primetime game coming up this Sunday against Kansas City, and we can't just dwell on that loss right there. We got to come to play Sunday night.
Let's talk about Sunday night. Obviously, the Chiefs have one of the more exciting offenses in the NFL. They're led by Pat Mahomes. When you watch him, what stands out? What's unique about Mahomes?
He just can move. I mean, he's very athletic, and a lot of quarterbacks in this league are either, you know, strictly passing, and they're really good at, you know, reading defenses, and can't really move as well. And he has both, and that's what I think is very special about him. He gets outside the pocket. I feel like that's when he makes more of his plays, when he's outside of the pocket rather than in the pocket. So, I just think that we got to eliminate the explosive plays. I think we need to force him to, you know, drive on us and, you know, have a complete drive, just because, I mean, if you watch film, those points come from explosive plays. And if we limit those, I think we'll be fine.
We're talking with Jesse Bates in the Bengals locker room. You mentioned those explosive plays. You being a free safety back there kind of roaming, is that exciting, knowing that they're going to take chances downfield, that maybe you'll get an opportunity or two to make a big play?
Yeah, I'm very excited for this game, but you never know. They can come out and, you know, ace and just run the ball the whole time. So you just got to prepare for both. And, you know, obviously I'm very excited to face explosive offense like this.
Travis Kelce obviously stands out. He's probably the best or one of the best tight ends in the NFL. What makes him unique? What makes him special?
Like I said, with quarterbacks, I mean, tight ends, either you can run a route or you can block, and he can do both. And he can do it very well. So that's what makes him special. And it's almost like a wide receiver. So when they're an ace personnel, it's pretty much like they're in Kings because they have another receiver out there, but he can also block. So that's what makes them special.
We're in the locker room with Jesse Bates. Now, this offense obviously putting up numbers. Going into this game, do you, as a defense, look at it and say, well, we're going to give up points, knowing who we're going up against, we just have to limit them as much as possible?
No, I don't think we look at it like that. Obviously, we don't want to give up points, but we know the capability of this team. And, they may have an explosive play, but we just have to limit them to less.
Last question for you, Jesse. Vontaze Burfict is obviously known across the league. There's a lot of talk outside the locker room about him. How good is he as a linebacker, and what have you seen from him? I know you've only played two games with him, but what have you seen from Vontaze?
Yeah, I mean, he just knows the defense in and out. He's so smart, and he just makes things so much easier for me, just the communication-wise. Obviously, he's been doing this for a long time, and he plays very, very violent, and some people don't like that, and I'm glad that he's on our team.
Jesse, I appreciate the time. Good luck Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Jesse Bates in the Bengals locker room, and nothing but praise there for Vontaze Burfict. You're going to hear Carlos Dunlap on Burfict in a second. And I agree. I do. I think Vontaze Burfict, when he's dialed in, is one of the best linebackers in the game. The problem is it's been too few and far between. Those performances have. But Bates, I expect him to get a couple of opportunities. I think there's going to be a time or two where he has a chance to pick off Pat Mahomes. And I know Mahomes hasn't turned the ball over much this year. I get it's a challenge. I think Bates is in line for a big night on Sunday night. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Before we get to break, I got to tell you about Wiedemann's Fall Fest. I will be there Sunday. I figured it out. I'm going to be there Sunday. They're on Vine Street. For more, go to wiedemannsfinebeer.com. I want to see you there. I'll be there Sunday afternoon for an hour or two. Going to have a couple drinks, of course. Try some awesome food as well. It's Wiedemann's Fall Fest. Go to wiedemannsfinebeer.com. and check it out. They got a great menu. They're going to have food trucks from all over Cincinnati, and it's 10 minutes from downtown. I mean, it's close. The Bengals don't play till Sunday night. Why not get out, enjoy the weekend? And if you can't do it Sunday, Friday, Saturday, any of those days work. So check it out again. It's Wiedemann's Fall Fest. It's their first one, the first of many. Believe that. And you can check it out right now. For more details, go to wiedemannsfinebeer.com. I'm James Erpine, and welcome back into the Locked On Bengals podcast. Carlos Dunlap talked in the locker room. In this defense, they're banged up. Tony McCray is going to play this week. You're going to have to rely on some guys that haven't played a ton. Darqueze Dennard, I don't expect him to go. Nick Vigil is not going to go. So those are two starters that you're going to be down. Maybe Sean Williams as well. Here's Carlos Dunlap on the injuries and so much more with reporters, including myself, in the Bengals locker room earlier today.
Some guys going to have to push through some stuff, as you've seen. Go back out there and do what you can.
So what do you think of Mahomes' arm?
Strong arm, can make all the throws, quick feet, can outrun some guys as well. So seems like a true dual threat.
Does he remind you of anybody with his style? I'm not asking to compare him to anybody.
No.
He's got
his own style, and the offensive plays they got is unique, too. I haven't seen it on any level.
What makes their plays unique?
They got weapons at every position that they're trying to do this stuff, and they get everyone involved on every play. So, you know, they challenge your eyes with all their weapons doing unique things that no other offense is doing. So, you know, you got to honor all three options that he has on every play.
At every level of the passing game, you're saying? I mean, he's got the weapons to attack in all levels, and Andy Reid's pretty good at designing a lot of ways to get to him.
Yeah, he's designed some pretty crafty plays that keeps all three of his weapons involved on every play, and, you know, they're trying to read which one's open on that play.
That's kind of obviously a tough assignment for a defense. You guys giving up a lot of yards, kind of in a tough stretch with losing guys going down.
It makes it harder, yeah, but, you know, we got a 1A and 1B. Everybody trained to get in the football game because, you know, you're always one play away. You don't know when it is.
Maybe after having no sacks last week, is that kind of a point of emphasis this week, pressure on him?
That's a point of emphasis every week, so it's no different than last week, because it was definitely a point of emphasis last week as well. So it's the same, you know, throughout all 17 weeks of the season.
You talk about them getting the ball out so fast to negate the pass rush. Is that where you think you can be effective? Because usually those quick passes are shorter and lower, and you can disrupt with
them. You have opportunity, but, you know, they do a great variety of quick passes, you know, whether it be normal quick passes or, you know, behind the line scrimmage with screens or, you know, like the toss sweep type passes where it counts as a run. You know, they have a great creative offense.
Were you already out of the game last year in the preseason game when he came in?
Yeah, but I remember how fast he was, and I remember him making plays and, you know, him being talked about as being the future.
facing that offense on Sunday Night Football? Biggest TV show there is. Yeah. Your peers are watching. Do you relish the opportunity to, you know, try to shut that offense down?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for us to display what we got as a defense, and, you know, they're going to try to put their offense on display, too, for the world.
So much is made of, especially outside of the locker room, of Vontaze Burfict, and there's so much discussion around him. How good of a linebacker is he, for those who are wondering?
Vontaze can be as great as he wants to be. And as you've seen up to this level, he's played as one of the best linebackers in the league. And I feel like he has that potential to be even better.
It's Carlos Dunlap in the Bengals locker room. Notice a theme here. Notice a theme. Everyone's talking about how Vontaze Burfict has the potential and can be one of the best linebackers in the league. If they're going to win on Sunday, Vontaze Burfict needs to be one of the best linebackers in the league. Period. Period. And I don't think that that is outrageous for me to say or unfair for me to say. Oh, one of the Bengals' best defenders against the best offense in the NFL has to be really good if they're going to win. I'm not being unfair to Vontaze Burfict. And that's something, it's a poll question I put up, and I didn't want to dive into it a ton today on the podcast. Maybe we'll discuss it a little bit tomorrow. Even then, I want to give my prediction and discuss that stuff. But we talked about it on my radio show, noon to 1 on ESPN 1530 today. I don't think I'm being unfair to Burfict. I don't. I don't really care about all that other stuff because I know it comes with them. But if all that stuff is going to come, you need to perform on the field at a very high level. For example, Odell Beckham, I know he's a knucklehead. I know he's emotional, and I know he's going to spout off to the media, and he's immature. Absolutely, all that stuff, absolutely, comes with Odell Beckham. But you know what else does? He's a stud. He's a star. When he has a quarterback who can throw it to him, I'm not sure he's not the best wide receiver in the NFL. Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, I get it. He wants his money and all that stuff, and he's a headache, and he's gotten suspended for marijuana use and all this stuff. But guess what? When it's time to button up his chin strap and go out there and ball, he usually does it. And I know it's been a couple weeks for Vontaze Burfict. The time is now. Time isn't next week. It's not after the bye. The time is now. It'll be... It's got to happen. If you're Burfict, you got to show up this weekend. You got to show up Sunday, even if they lose. You want to stay competitive? You want to cover the 6-point spread, which last I saw, that's what it was. You're gonna have to play well against. You're gonna need Burfict to play well against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's that simple. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Up next, Ryan Tracy of Locked On Chiefs on the Kansas City offense, on their defense, which is vulnerable, and so much more. But first, a word from Vivid Seats, because Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace, and they're dedicated to providing you experiences that are going to last a lifetime, from concerts to any other live event like sporting events, theater, so much more. Vivid Seats offers great prices and an easy purchasing experience. I've used it. You should try it too. Download the Vivid Seats app in your App Store or Google Play. And with promo code Locked On, you're going to get $20 off your order of $200 or more. So let's say you want to go see the Bengals in Kansas City, spur of the moment. Let's say you want to go see the Bengals in L.A. Well, tickets in L.A., it's L.A., so they're always expensive. Save some money on them. Save $20. Instead of buying them at a ticket window, instead of buying them direct, go to VividSeats.com. All of their confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee, and you can save money right now with promo code Locked On. Again, promo code Locked On is going to get you $20 off your first order of $200 or more as a new customer from Vivid Seats. All orders are guaranteed. Again, promo code Locked on VividSeats.com and the Vivid Seats app. Welcome back into the Locked On Bengals podcast. Let's talk with Ryan Tracy from Locked On Chiefs. You can follow him on Twitter at Ryan Tracy NFL. Ryan, I appreciate the time. There's a lot I want to talk to you about. First, let's start with fantasy star Pat Mahomes. I drafted him in multiple fantasy leagues, and I thought he would be good. I didn't realize he'd be this good or put up these kind of numbers. How surprised are you, not only fantasy-wise, but in real life, that Pat Mahomes has been this good so far in what virtually is his rookie season?
You know, he has surprised me, and I drafted him. I played Dynasty, and I drafted him in two leagues last year just to sit him for a year, and he's still blowing away all my expectations. I did a lot of scouting and work on him before he came out, and I expected the interceptions to be really approaching the level of the TDs, but he's cleaned up his game this year where he got sat behind Alex Smith, and he is firing on all cylinders at this point.
Ryan, what makes this offense so special? Obviously, Andy Reid's been around. He's a great offensive mind. I look across the board from Sammy Watkins, who I think is underrated, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt. We talked about Pat Mahomes. Do they have a weakness on offense?
You know, the one weakness they have, and the Patriots kind of exposed it a little bit, is coordination. The recognition in both what Mahomes can see, and you saw that interception on Sunday Night Football, that was a well-disguised pseudo blitz where the linebacker dropped, and that's an area that even in college Mahomes has had trouble picking up linebackers in the middle that just kind of sneak up on him, and he's thrown a lot of interceptions over his lifespan in that area. And so faking him out pre-snap a little bit can lead to some good things. But the other thing is the coordination. Sammy Watkins is playing well. He's obviously an athlete. He's still not 100% into the offense. There are times where disguise coverages can give him a little bit of fits, and the two of them need to be better on the same page. But that's really what I would do, and I think it worked out well for the Patriots as well.
Ryan Tracy of Locked On Chiefs is with us. Ryan, I've looked at this matchup since really the beginning of the season, since the schedule came out, and I said, ooh, at Arrowhead, that's going to be tough. I know a lot of fans are worried about the prime time. I'm worried because it's on the road against a team that has probably the best home field advantage in the NFL. I know the Bengals were practicing, and they were pumping in crowd noise to kind of simulate what they're going to face in Kansas City. What is that home field edge like at Arrowhead?
You know, it's very difficult for the offense, that in particular. I mean, and honestly, anybody who's traveling to that game, you're going to know it by the time they sing the anthem, because it is a unique home field advantage. And when you travel to other stadiums, you know, and I travel around the AFC West quite often, when you get the fans to their loudest point, you know, they're up there in the 110 to 115 decibel range, right? And that's where warmups are in Arrowhead. They get into the 140s, and it's very difficult. I mean, tight ends can't hear line calls sometimes. That's just how big an advantage is. And particularly with this team, knowing the Kansas City fan base is pretty adept at paying attention to what their team needs from them. And this defense has been struggling all season. And they understand that if they can make their presence felt even more with the volume for an opposing offense, that's what they're keen to do. And they actually do a very good job with it.
Ryan, let's talk about that defense. And looking at this Chiefs team, obviously offensively, last week they score 40 points, lose the game at New England. They allow 43. Where is their weakness on defense? Why have they been giving up so many points? And do you think the Bengals can exploit that?
They defend the run fairly decent if you're running between the tackles. If you hit the edges on them, their linebackers are really the weakest point of this defense in terms of flowing to the outside. They can take on some blocks fairly well, but really the money's made off tackle against this defense. And even more so in the pass, these linebackers struggle. Even a guy named Terrence Smith, who is the nickel linebacker they're using right now in order to try to get some improved coverage, even he's struggling and covering backs out of the backfield. So if you can get the swings, the flats, moving those guys around, that particular coverage level is different for this defense really every week. And furthermore, farther down the middle, the Chiefs are going to be working. They started their number five safety last week. Looks like he'll get another start. But unless Eric Berry can return to this defense, the safety position, the deep middle, is always going to be accessible. And it's something that they have to try to scheme around. They're trying every young guy they can get to try and see who can start making a difference. And you may see some of that against the Bengals as well. Josh Shaw has recently joined this team. They're going to try him out as well, along with a guy named Jordan Lucas. So those are the two to watch.
We're familiar with Josh Shaw for sure. Ryan, when you look at this Bengals team, obviously they have some weapons. They're also pretty banged up dealing with injuries. John Ross is a guy I expect to play this week. Do you think he could have a big difference on Sunday night?
Well, you know, I'll say in particular because I am a big Washington guy. I have done a lot of scouting with over the years at that particular school, and I think John Ross is unique. And you've seen, unfortunately, that the health pattern, but he still has that over-the-top speed that not only can he just break long, but I like him underneath out of the slot. I think his lateral agility is something to beware as well. And the Chiefs basically run both Orlando Scandrick and Kendall Fuller are really nickel corners. So that kind of lateral explosion game, I think they're okay with. It's once you turn the corner and get behind them. So I think that presence of Ross will be missed because I think he has the ability to do that and can stretch a defense, again, towards the safety position that is really the weakness of this defense.
Ryan Tracy of Locked On Chiefs is with us here on the Locked On Bengals podcast. Ryan, let's flip roles a little bit. You know this Chiefs team very, very well. If you had to prepare for them and you're the Bengals, what would you try to do offensively and what would you try to do defensively to come out and have success on Sunday night on the road against a 5-1 Kansas City team?
You know, on offense, I would start it heavily with Mixon and I would rely on kind of the power game, downhill running, right off of the tackles. I would pull guards if you think they can get cross blocks in there. I would run the fullback some. I think you guys have a fullback, don't you? And quite honestly, the counter game is something that these particular linebackers they're keen to try and pursue. So you can get them flowing the wrong direction. And I think that's something that could pay off as well. On defense, you know, that's a difficult one. You can't flush Pat Mahomes and hope that he's going to, you know, be off his mark and somehow lose his performance. He's actually better outside of the pocket. I think what you can try to do is play a little bit more mixed coverage. If you can play man on one side and some open zone on the other, try to disguise that. I think that will give you a little bit of advantage or at least a hope of keeping the Chiefs under 35 points. It's very, very difficult, I will tell you that. And if you do, you're going to get a heavy dose of Kareem Hunt. The offensive line is a bit of a patchwork. So I think there's two guys that are likely to start against the Bengals that are replacements. And I think if you can get some penetration in that A gap, particularly on the right-hand side of the offense, left side of the defense, I think you're going to be in good shape.
He's Ryan Tracy, host of Locked On Chiefs. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Tracy NFL. Ryan, I'm hoping that we're going to watch a good one, that it's a good one on Sunday night.
Oh, I think it will. Thanks for the time, and I'm looking forward to the game.
Good stuff there from Ryan Tracy of Locked On Chiefs. He's a good Twitter follow. If you remember back during draft season, he has a draft guide. We had him on to discuss that, and he's just a good dude. I enjoyed talking with him. Hopefully we can talk to him more in the future. But just good stuff there. Really good stuff. Here's the thing, and I'm not going to foreshadow and give away my prediction, but I think Sunday's game is winnable. I don't think this is undoable, completely crazy. I talked to, and I'm not going to say who, and it is not John Ross. So there's your hint. I talked to a Bengals wide receiver today, and he's like, yeah, it's a great challenge, but we can certainly beat them. We can certainly do that. They are beatable. This isn't a game we don't feel like we can win. And he was telling me reasons why and things that they look at that can exploit and stuff like that. And I look at that and I'm like, all right, well, he's clearly confident. I mean, he's looking me right in my eye, could easily have said, yeah, it's going to be tough. But he's like, no, I fully think we can beat him. So if that's the case and they go into it thinking that and their stars show up, I know I've talked about perfect that, but all of their stars show up, I think they have a chance. Up next, you're not going to believe who didn't know. What Bengal didn't know who Pat Mahomes was? That's next on the Locked On Bengals podcast. But first, a word from my bookie, because who you bet on is just as important as where you're betting and who you're betting with. That's why I tell you weekly to go to my bookie. They're your best bet this season. It's a service I use all the time, and I'm urging you to make your way there. It's awesome. They have in-game betting, live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Let's say, in the Bengals example, they gave up 14 receptions to Pittsburgh Steelers tight ends. That means Travis Kelce might have a huge week. Might want to bet the over on his fantasy points on my bookie. I haven't checked to see, the over-under yet on his fantasy points. I would bet they'd be in the 12 to 14 range, and it's hard to bet the under, even though it would hurt the Bengals. Join now, and MyBookie will deposit, or will match your deposit, excuse me, dollar for dollar. Use promo code LOCKEDON25 to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON25 when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid with MyBookie. Again, that's MyBookie online with promo code LOCKEDON25. Welcome back in. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. What if I told you that on Monday, William Jackson III didn't know who Pat Mahomes was? What if I told you that? Not that he didn't know who the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback was or that he was good, but he didn't know the name Patrick Mahomes. That was the case. Listen here. This is from Brandon Sayo of WLWT Channel 5 in Cincinnati. And I wasn't in the locker room on Monday, but this is Monday. And he got asked from Jeff Hobson of Bengals.com. About Patrick Mahomes. Here's the question. Here's the answer and the back and forth. This is hilarious.
How about Mahomes? How would you describe
it? I don't even know what it is.
Mahomes?
No, I don't. We don't play Kansas City like this. I don't even know what it is.
He's the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. He's good. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, he definitely play.
Yeah. Just wondering if you've caught his accuracy.
He could definitely play. But I'm not big on names. We don't play them. I'm not looking into it. Looking at what they're doing.
How about that? And I believe him, by the way. I believe him because Monday, this is how it works in the NFL. And on Monday after a game, you go back, you self-scout, you review what you did wrong, you look at that film, you have a practice walkthrough, etc. But that's what you do. It's all self-scouting, film work, treatment, all that stuff. You're not putting on pads or doing all that stuff. None of that. And so it's all self-scouting, what you did right, what you did wrong the day before, the game before. Wednesday is the install day. So Tuesday is the day where coaches really dive into and dissect and put the finishing touches and all the stuff that they need to on the game plan for Kansas City. And then Wednesday is when it gets installed. This morning, players got there. They got their, you know, packet on what to do against Kansas City and the game plan, etc. So that's just how it is. And that was Monday. So I 100% believe William Jackson III. Look, if you didn't have a fantasy team and you stayed out of you didn't watch a lot of ESPN, you didn't tweet and pay attention to Twitter a ton, would you know who Pat Mahomes was? He started 6 games in his career. The biggest reason I know him is because, one, I'm a big draft junkie, and two, fantasy football. What if William Jackson III doesn't pay as close of attention to that stuff? Like, I totally get it. And plus, a lot of these NFL guys, they're watching film. And when you're watching film, you're looking at the numbers. You're not looking at the names. So it's a guy who's played 6 games. I bet you every Kansas City Chief doesn't know who John Ross is. They're drafted the same year. And you might say, well, Pat Mahomes has been great over 6 games. Fine. Drafted the same year, though. And this is kind of the first year where either one has played it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, do you think last year when William Jackson III was on the field that Aaron Rodgers knew who he was week three against Green Bay when Jackson picked him off? I would say yes after their install, but not before that. Why would he know who William Jackson III was? So I think that's very believable, believe it or not. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Today was fun. Tomorrow, it's Prediction Thursday here on Locked On Bengals. It's Bengals and it's Chiefs. It's Chiefs and it's Bengals. Who do I got? I got to be honest. I'm feeling more optimistic than most going into this week. Considering all the injuries, I do know one thing. I think number 15 is going to be out there. He's walking away from reporters. Hey, 1-5. Can I talk to you for a sec? Talk to him. He's got new Call of Duty. How many of you guys got the new Call of Duty? Is it good? Should I get it? I don't mean just men. Men and women. How many of you listeners got the new Call of Duty? Is it good or not? Someone tweeted me, said they appreciated the NFL Blitz comment from yesterday. I want, and if anyone knows of arcade machines, I would love to get NFL Blitz, the actual arcade big thing for my basement, like the big arcade version. So if you know of anyone who, one, can build it, two, has one that they want to get rid of, anything like that. I'm trying not to spend like $5,000, and that's what they are online. So if you know of anyone, tweet me or email me or something. You can follow me on Twitter at James Rapine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. Leave us 5 stars on iTunes. The iHeartRadio app, and there's a ton at LockedOnBengals.com. I'm going to write more as well. Thanks for listening. Back at it tomorrow. I'm James Rapine. This has been the Locked On Bengals podcast.